Money, cash flow, finance, and accounting. Money can't buy love, but when handled properly, it can give you more opportunity to spend time with loved ones. Through all my studies and different schools I attended, the study of money was curiously missing. It wasn't until I met a good friend and mentor from Sonoyta, Arizona, that I understood how to manage through the time value of money. Good money management is about taking the unknowns and making them known. Taking the fear and guesswork out of how you spend your money will increase your quality of life significantly. The exercise of spending out all of your money, even future income, conceptually, is very valuable for effective money management and to help calibrate your goals. Information systems come in many forms: notebooks, Bibles, cookbooks, databases, cell phones, and so on. One of the most curious information systems is money. Its job is to store the value of things at any given time and to ease the burden of trade and transportation. For instance, today a gallon of orange juice is worth, say, $5. You have $5 in your hand. You are authorized to purchase a gallon of orange juice. That's a function of money in a normal, non-perverted system. Money is a tool, and like all tools, money can be used for good or for bad. Something I have known, forgotten, but that has recently come to fore again is that money can be used to buy things and experiences. In the end, most of the time, having experiences with your family is more important than having lots of nice, expensive things. However, purchasing things to shelter money and increase wealth to fund experiences can also be fulfilling. Most things you purchase will lose value, while the things that generate income are usually really good things to have. We do have to spend money on everyday services and products, but we can follow a classic financial rule of lowering expenses and spending money wisely. We've become very good at lowering our expenses and keeping our spending down. Most of this was due to necessity when our income was low. Being poor can be a great financial teacher. Not having money makes you really examine and decide what is important and needed. Do you really need that shirt with a drawer full at home? Do you really need that gadget now, or would the money be better spent on something else? Do you really need that smartphone with internet access on the go, or can you do it at home? Do you really need all those paper and cleaning products when you have cloth napkins, cleaning rags, and a few basic cleaning supplies? Maybe the most important information to have on hand when planning through tough times is which bill is more important to pay first. Meaning, which bills have late fees and how much? Which bills risk turning off utilities? Which companies are willing to work with you? And so on. When we go to buy a product or service, there are some basic questions that we like to answer. First, can we afford it? Do we need it, or do we just want it? How useful will it be? Can we use something else for that purpose? This is the question that usually stops most purchases in our case. Is it a good price? What else could the money be spent on? And again, do you really need it right now? Consider your purchases and expenses carefully, and you can cut down your spending and save money. This also encourages the market to keep prices low and quality high by creating stiffer competition for your spending dollars. We discuss our finances with our kids, and we teach them our strategies to help make spending choices for themselves and our family. Understanding budgeting and cash flow has been an important part of our homeschool. At a young age, we had them use their own money to buy things they wanted and occasionally to replace soap, tape, glue, paper, or other supplies. This taught them the value of things and money and helped them focus on quality because they were using the supplies that they paid for. We used another real-world situation to help understand loans and interest. The local economic development corporation gave a simple interest loan to a local business, so we decided to discuss the difference between simple and compound interest, but also the philosophy of why and how this would be offered to some businesses but not others. I encourage you to explore this lesson with your children and try to come to grips with how and why money can and should be a product in and of itself. As was typical in our homeschool, we also touched on the ethics of giving simple interest loans to some businesses, while others must negotiate for more expensive loans from other channels. Keeping track of incomes and expenses is another basic and important rule when it comes to money management. There are multiple financial software programs out there for people to use for accounting. Like many people, we've used various software to keep track of our expenses, but we've also used an open source accounting software and even some simple notes in a notebook, whatever it takes. Eventually, we found no software fit quite what we wanted and needed. There were too many features that we couldn't use, and there were simple things that we needed that were missing. So, on the advice of a good friend and mentor, we resolved to create our own financial information system that we still use today, utilizing a simple spreadsheet and some rules of thumb that we've been sharing here. There are several tools that can be used in business and in personal finance that you should be familiar with if you aren't already. First, the budget. This is the foundation of your financial life. The budget contains a list of things and services you have to pay for, and stuff you choose to pay for, usually over a month period. It includes things like car payment, house payment, groceries, gasoline, the water bill, etc. The budget lets you know where you stand with respect to your income and expenses. Do you need more income? Do you have sufficient income? Should you be saving more or spending less? A budget helps you discern these things quickly. Every year we start a new ledger, carrying over the ending balances from the previous year. The ledger is a simple spreadsheet with multiple sheets for our cash flow, and for each blank account that contains those transactions that have posted or are pending for that account. We also keep track of physical cash coming in and going out, just like any other account. Transactions move from our cash flow to the individual bank account ledger once they are pending or posted. One of the sheets is used for a monthly budget with income and expenses listed, which we use mainly for a reference so we know what we're spending in general. Another sheet is for consolidating amounts needed for filing taxes, but this sheet is only used when preparing to file taxes and as a reference if needed in the future. Every year, we file our taxes in February, usually within the first week filing opens. We're typically ready with our numbers before filing opens because we keep track of things by category as we go. The most important tool we use to keep our finances straight is the future transactions noted in the image. We spend out our money, and you'll notice that insolvency is indicated by a red balance. That's trouble, and the sooner you know, the better, so you can make more money, lower expenses, or move some things around to avoid going negative and to avoid those pesky late fees. If you don't take anything else away from this financial discussion, take this principle with you. Spend out your money, all of it, and analyze those gaps. The sheets for the accounts are organized in a pretty standard method. For ease of use, transactions are ordered with the most recent at the top and the oldest at the bottom. This allows you to add new line items at the top and makes it unnecessary to scroll all the way down to the bottom. This is how banks show transactions online. The main columns are similar to most checking ledgers online. In software programs or in those old-fashioned paper checkbook registers, if you know what those are. It has columns for the posted date, the purchase date, it can be convenient to know how long certain payments take to post, a description of the transaction like who it was from, a note, an amount due, which I use for more purposes than just regular bills, debit amount, credit amount, and the balance. Debits and credits are in separate columns. This is easier to visually see those different types of transactions. It also allows for a debit and credit on one line for those rare transactions. The balance is a simple formula that takes the balance from the previous line and applies the debit and credit on the current line. Most people keep track of what types of things they spend their money on, and like most accounting professionals, we recommend doing this for a few reasons. It lets you know where your money is going, which can help you learn where you can cut back on spending and create and follow a budget. These categories are also used for tax purposes. Since we have our own business, the tax-related categories are important to make filing taxes easier. To the right of the balance column on the account sheets are columns labeled with all the different categories we keep track of. Either a simple X is placed in the appropriate category column, or the amount of the transaction was for multiple items in different categories. When it comes time to do the taxes, these columns can be used to sort the transactions and formulas can calculate their totals. They can also be used to determine or analyze budgets. Here's a list of some of our categories. Transfer, grocery food, grocery non-food, food, out, auto, fuel. Auto, renter's insurance, rent, utilities, entertainment, education, telecom, bank charges, posted shipping, travel, auto maintenance, auto registration, auto loan, credit card payment, loan payment, legal professional fees, healthcare insurance, healthcare doctor visit, healthcare, supplements, medicine, fitness, net pay. And for business, revenue, office supplies, office equipment, telecom hosting, bank charges, entertainment, cost of goods, post shipping, rent, utilities, travel food, travel lodging, advertising, 1099 wages paid, and other. As mentioned, cash flow analysis can be used to navigate through income gaps. Basically, you have a ledger, just like the account pages, but instead of having posted and pending transactions, it has the available balances from all bank accounts. Future transactions, income and expenses are entered above. We usually plan out a month or two. If there's going to be a longer gap between incomes, the cash flow should continue till that income is expected. Don't forget those pesky unbilled expenses like food, gas, toiletries, etc. that need to be budgeted. The goal is to order these transactions to make sure that there are enough funds to cover the expenses so the balance does not go negative. Larger transactions might need to move back while smaller ones can be paid before an income flows in. On the sample cash flow shown, the balance goes negative on March 11th, row 10. But not all the monthly budgeted amounts for groceries, fuel, and miscellaneous will have been spent out by this date. Those budgeted amounts could be split up into two line items or weekly amounts spread out through the month. My wife likes puzzles, and she thinks of it as a puzzle to balance this sheet. When it comes time to pay or receive a payment that is on the cash flow, first, if it is a recurring payment, the transaction, including the category, is copied to the top of the cash flow to keep it extending out into the future. Having the date listed as just the day of the month makes this simpler to copy to the next month. If the future amount is not known, then an estimate is used based on recent bills or last year's bill. Next, the current transaction is moved from the cash flow to the appropriate account ledger sheet, where edits can be made to the date or a note about the transaction. There have been times when we only had one bank account and combined the cash flow above the pending and posted transactions on the account, enabling us to simply move the transactions down on the ledger. In my hometown, people live like queens. In my hometown, people live like kings. With entirely too much focus on them dollars and the false power that they bring. This is my hometown every day till the sun the sun rose down. In my hometown, people fear the Beatles. They cut them down and light them on fire. But maybe they're here to take back these mountains that we carved out of stone. This is my hometown every day till the sun, till the sun rose down. In my hometown, some are born to queens. In my hometown, some are born to kings. With entirely too many tight strings leading upward, why don't they just cut them and live their dreams? This is my hometown every day till the sun. Down.